A study released this week concludes there might be a new key to fighting aging, at least in mice, as part of a field called senolytics. This is the study of small molecules that can possibly selectively kill off old cells. The research found that removing old cells from mice increased their lifespan. Sharon Begley is senior science writer with our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Robin.
Well, I'm sure you're having all your friends say, where can I get this? But there are cautions as well. So first, tell us more about the study. There have been other ways that researchers have looked to mice and preventing aging. So what's happening here?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, the studies in the field of anti-aging just keep coming. And so many of them have a sort of aura of quackery that when I first started looking into this one, I was skeptical, to say the least. Mm-hmm. But as you described, senolytics is the area of anti-aging research, which looks at whether removing old cells, which are called senescent cells, might in fact roll back the calendar and make animals young again. And so when you first think of that, at least I did, I thought, you know, if you take out my old cells, there's going to be nothing left of me. So how could this possibly work? However, it turns out that even in super elderly humans, so let's already jump to humans from the mice, only about like 7% of our skin cells are senescent. And that's the highest percentage of any organ. So at least you don't have to worry that you'll be left with, you know, holes in your heart and your brain and your kidneys and whatever. We actually don't have that many senescent cells, but they are so toxic that even getting rid of those few of them might have really positive effects, at least if the mice research works.
Talk about why they are so toxic, not just because they're, you know, old cells lying around, but because they what they do to new cells. So,
right.
So why are they so bad?
Right. So, yes, they are not pulling their weight in whatever organ they happen to be a part of. But worse than that, they secrete compounds that not only kill the young cells around them, which mean those cells are not working as they should in, you know, the heart or the brain or the kidney or their skin, etc., but they are also sending out toxic compounds that prevent the stem cells, the progenitor cells, whatever you want to call them, these cells that make new heart cells, kidney cells, brain cells, etc. They are putting the brakes on the production of new young cells, which is what keep us going. So these senescent cells really pack a double whammy, which is why even though they are few in number, their effects are outsized, and that's what has made scientists think, well, if we could just kill them, that might have, again, outsized effects on the health and lifespan of an animal.
As you say, they punch way above their weight in what they do to the cells around them. And there's something that's starting to sound creepy about this. I mean, these poor old cells who've done a good job and now are failing, you know, to be removed. But it's in the effort of extending the life or extending the quality of life. How do you remove them?
So there are, in fact, compounds in the study that was released this week. One is a leukemia drug, who would have guessed. The other is quercetin, which is a compound that's found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. But the scientists told me that they have at least a dozen others in the pipeline. So it turns out that you can selectively kill the senescent cells, and you leave the healthy ones alone. And that, of course, is the goal. And this stuff, although we have to keep emphasizing that this research was in mice, there are already companies that have identified other compounds that can eliminate senescent cells, and they are already in human studies, in clinical trials with some of them. So the research is really just barreling ahead.
But even some of the researchers you spoke with who are behind the mice studies aren't taking these quercetin supplements. Why, if they're seeing what it can do in mice?
Yes, I always ask a scientist that, you know, if the scientist has identified something that seems to, you know, be beneficial, I say, so are you going down to your local health food store and buying a bottle? And the reason James Kirkland, who's at the Mayo Clinic and who led the study, said no, is that we don't know what a safe dose is. Until the human studies are done, do not just start popping, you know, quercetin or any other compound. You should continue to eat as many fruits and vegetables as possible, but do not take the supplements.
And just talk for a second about it's not just extending the life of the mice, but they were more spry.
Right. So lifespan is something that I think we all understand. But a sort of new term that's been injected into, the discussion is health span, which simply refers to the fact that, you know, if I came to you, Robin, and said I have a way to make you live to be 90 or 95 or more than 100, you might say, wow, great, give it to me. But then your second thought might be, well, hold on. If it's going to be an extra 10, 15 years where I'm not ambulatory, where I can barely function, where I need help to live, maybe, you know, you can keep it. So that's what health span is, that being active and engaged and everything else, even in the latest years of your life. Anyway, so in the mice, at least, not only was lifespan extended by 36%, but in those extra months, in the case of a mice, it would be years in the case of people, they were able to run on a treadmill, walk quickly, their grip was strong, all the things which, again, humans lose as well as they age. So this is at least a little glimmer of hope that if you can keep people alive longer, it will not be at the expense of their health.
Okay, we shall see. Sharon Bigley, senior science writer at STAT, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
Seems like the message in each story about living longer is eat healthy, exercise, don't smoke.
Or, man, wait for those supplements to be okay. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.